Welcome to 8-Bit Geek. This is a special edition of the 8-Bit Geek. It's 8-Bit Xmas. And as always, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Kevin's got the snot nose.
I got a little runny nose because it's Christmas time and that's what happens. So Bob fucking humbug.
What's it?
Christmas tradition.
That you get sick.
Yesterday was my first day of like vacation for like the holiday season. Mm-hmm. And I felt like dog shit yesterday. And it was like sweet revenge, I guess, for my body on me or something. I don't know what it was. I think everything just like waited. It was like, oh, you're off work now? Blah! I just felt terrible. So I didn't work on Saga or anything. Yeah.
Ashley has a cold again.
That's a bummer.
So that's good. Like I'm really loving this weather.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm just giving into nature now. Like we've been sick so many times this year because it goes hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold, yeah. Hot, cold. Like it's been so dramatic. Today was like 76 degrees out. Tomorrow's mm-hmm. high 45.
Yeah. Yeah. That's 2017 in a nutshell.
So it's just like nature's just giving a big fucking finger to us and we're just dealing with it now, which
is
fine.
To rain tomorrow too.
Fuck yeah, man. It was supposed to rain and snow and sleet and hail. And full disclosure, what happened there was I saw that Discord was open and I was like, oh shit, I'm recording, that can't be open, so I don't want any notifications. So I closed it and I went, oh shit, we're recording on it.
Dope. I was hoping that you were going to sit there talking the whole time. You're like, here's what I thought. What about you guys? Chime in when you want.
No. If you listen to the episode, I was still talking and then I was like, shit got real quiet. So welcome everybody to 8-Bit to Xmas. It's our final review of the year, right?
Yes.
And we're doing The Santa Claus 3, The Great Escape. Oh, no, The Escape Clause.
Finally finishing this horrible fucking series.
What? I forgot that Kev hates this.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Yeah. Good fucking riddance. Yeah.
No wonder why you're so alone on Christmas. You hate Christmas.
Especially the final. We'll get into this, but I just want to say there is a final fuck you to Kevin, to me, in this movie.
Okay.
Good.
Can't wait to get to that part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kevin, I just want to say that I'm not going to do a Kevin. I'm just going to say that I pulled a Kevin.
You didn't watch the movie.
Was that? No, I've watched it a million times. I could quote the movie from front to back, just like you in Home Alone.
23 minutes and what did he say?
I'm Santa Claus.
There's a hint. It's Santa Claus.
I just said that.
That's literally what he just said. So,
all right. You won that one. So 46 minutes and 23 seconds.
Uh-huh.
What happened in the plot?
The Iceman, Jack Frost, has stolen the globe, the snow globe. Or no, not stolen. He made him wish that he wasn't Santa Claus anymore.
No, it was Mr. Freeze came in and he said, "Everybody, chill." And then,
I wish I had a stream deck right now because I'd have fucking crickets going.
Well, your wishes might come true, young man.
just hit the button. Then we could have a counter going on the stream to see how many times you've been cricketed.
Yeah.
So many.
All right. So, yeah. So we watched this movie. What did everyone think overall?
Glad it's over.
I'll go first since I've watched it. I was the most recent person who watched it. This obviously, I've always felt that this is the weakest of the three. It's the most, It's almost like it's just like a cash in for the trilogy. It also came really late in the cycle. Like this was made in 2006. The Santa Claus 2 was made in 2002. It's a big gap, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, 94 to 2002.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a huge gap.
Yeah, that was a pretty big gap too. So, I don't know. They just cashed in. There was no heart to it. There just absolutely was no heart.
The little girl was cute. Like, she was adorable.
Yeah.
The little redheaded girl that wasn't Santa Claus's daughter.
She was cuter in Santa Claus 2, though. And this one, I felt like she was, like, on that edge of where little kids are no longer cute and they're just annoying brats.
No.
Yeah.
Martin Short is just really annoying.
He's awesome. He played Jack Frost really good because Jack Frost was annoying as fuck.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like that's what him. I mean. No, I like him too, but in this movie, it was just real fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Which I didn't like.
I think it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to like him at all.
No.
Yeah. It's just so loud.
And obnoxious and selfish and just, yeah. You know. I mean, but again, it's the point of his character. So.
Yeah, exactly. That's what, I mean, that was the thesis of this film was that he was trying to be, he was annoying as fuck and he wanted the spotlight. So that's why he wanted to do this whole thing against Santa.
It's just like Caleb.
Oh, damn.
I'm going to Photoshop Caleb's face now on the Honda Jack Frost.
I'll do it.
Oh, I love you, Caleb.
Well, we all love him.
Mm.
Oh.
Hmm. What?
Yeah.
Okay. Just kidding.
Never mind. So, Doug, take it away.
Okay. About what part?
Would you like most about the movie?
What did I like most about the movie?
This is going to be a very terrible review.
Yeah, it was
following a terrible movie.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's the weakest of the three. I think the first one is still the best.
Yeah.
I did like how. Okay, so there's a whole plot of. The Santa Claus, or the escape clause, is mm-hmm. where all these Santas have had snow globes when they've been Santa, mm-hmm. and a way to not be Santa anymore, if it's too much for you or whatever, you hold the snow globe, your snow globe, and you say, like, I wish I had never been Santa at all, right. And then that, like, takes you back in time and, like, changes history.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a part where Jack Frost tricks Santa into holding his snow globe and saying that, even though he like doesn't mean it, it's just there's a lot of shit happening all at once, and so it takes him back, and we see some of like the original footage from Santa Claus 1 with the Santa falling off the roof and stuff. It's better like the set when they go back the second time and you actually see like Tim Allen from the first movie, like mm-hmm. they were able yeah. to like splice that together really well. I liked that part. That's the part I liked. Maybe want to go back and watch the first one.
Kev, what'd you like the most?
I liked Mrs. Claus because I always loved that actress, which Elizabeth Mitchell. She was in Lost. She was also in Gia, but she's been in a lot of good things. I like her a lot. And she looks, this is the happiest role she's ever had. So it's always nice to see her smiling and having a wonderful time.
Yeah, she
time.
Always thought, is like in a courtroom in other movies, in shows, right? In movies.
No, well, I wouldn't say that, but she would.
Yeah, while she's on the island, and that yeah. shit just sucks.
Right. And so you feel really bad. But no, this time around, like, I mean, she's really happy. And it was a very, lighthearted movie, obviously, because it's them cashing in on Christmas. But I liked her character. I also liked Alan Arkin was in it.
As her dad.
But, yeah, as her dad. I love Alan Arkin. I don't think he could do any wrong, but even he couldn't save this movie.
Yeah, there's a part, Kate, where we were watching, it was right towards the end, and it was where, like, all of the other, like, legendary figures, or whatever they're called, yeah. holiday figures and stuff are there, like, not even,
well, not even just holidays.
Holiday. It was, yeah, because, yeah, like, Father Time, and
yeah,
you know, Cupid. Mother Nature, and Cupid, and all them.
Easter and Bunny.
So, yeah, and so Katie was just like, and of course, Alan Arkin, and then went on, and Katie was like, do you think any of them regret being in this movie? And I was like, if any of them, probably Alan Arkin. Like, if any of them, because the others are probably, no offense, the paycheck's a paycheck and it's a Disney movie, so you're still gonna get paid well. But
yeah,
like,
I mean, Aisha Tyler had nothing. I mean, this is 2006, maybe she had Archer by then. No. Kevin Pollak had nothing going on. Let's see here, who else? Martin Short really wasn't doing much.
Yeah, I don't really know what any of them were doing.
Judge Reinhold wasn't doing a goddamn thing.
2006, sure he was.
What?
Mark Trial with Judge Ryan Hall.
No, that was like 2003, though. I know what you're talking about. Here comes the judge.
Yeah, I was thinking like 2005, because I think that was like the third and final season was 2005.
Was it 2005? Oh, yeah, well, you're right. You know what? It was. It was 2006. I'm looking at that. Honorable Judge Reinhold. Just had that magazine.
Yeah. My name is Judd.
Love it. But yeah, I mean, like I said, it was, I liked the characters making a comeback. But like I said, Elizabeth Mitchell did it for me. I think she was a very sweet Mrs. Claus in this.
I really love Anne Margaret. She's a wonderful actress. I first saw her in Grumpy Old Men.
Oh yeah,
sorry,
she
Grumpier
was the love interest.
Grumpier Old Men, I think it was. No. She was in the first one.
No, it was Grumpy.
Yeah, it was Grumpy Old Men. Yeah, it was Grumpy Old Men. So that was my first experience with her, and she's always wonderful in the roles that she has, especially in these little happy ones.
This movie also had Abigail Breslin in it as one of the elves at the very beginning, yep. And like kind of the end of the movie. It was when Mrs. Claus was telling the story of the birth, mm-hmm. I guess, of her other kid. And that's Spencer Breslin's little sister. And he is one of the main elves. He was in he's Curtis.
Yeah, he was Curtis. He was in the part in the second one.
Mm-hmm.
The reason they didn't include the other head elf was because it was like, what, 7 or 8 years later? And you can't really play an elf when you're...
I don't know, man. That actor is pretty fucking ageless. He still looks like he's the same age. Yeah,
I don't think he would have gotten away with it.
His voice hasn't changed.
Body has.
I think the problem is like he was on an episode of The League, not too long ago. I mean, you know, The League has been off the air for like a year and a half, 2 years now, whatever. Yeah. But he played one of Rafi's friends or something.
Oh, Rafi.
He was like one of the guys that was making pornos, and he's definitely put on weight.
Haven't we all?
but you know, I mean also that's still like 10 years after this movie was made, so who fucking knows.
I was always curious to know why he didn't make it to the second film either, but I guess you're right.
Bernard is in the second film.
Is
no.
he?
No, he's not.
I don't sure think so.
No, he gets replaced by He gets mentioned, but Curtis is who took over.
I thought he was in the second one.
Yeah, Curtis takes over, or they don't really, they're like, oh, Bernard's on vacation or something like that.
Well, let's go fucking look, huh?
Let's see, Santa Claus 2.
let's track down this.
Oh, Bernard was
Bernard, right there, you motherfuckers, suck my dick. God.
Hold on, let me look at this as well.
He's the third listed.
Hold on.
David Krumholtz.
You're a Krumholtz.
That's
a made up name.
Who he? You know, he was also in Katie and I have watched. I was going to say Adam's Family too. Adam's Family Values.
Yeah, he was the one who had a crush on Wednesday.
Yeah. At the very end, he's dressed like what's his name? God damn it, Gomez. He's dressed like a little Gomez, yep. Trying to impress her. That's so good.
Holy shit, he is like all the way through this film, like he's in it.
Yeah. This is off topic, but I saw that they're talking about bringing back Adam's Family as like an animated movie or a series. Mm-hmm. And that, Poe Dameron, Oscar Isaacs
has been cast,
tapped or to play Gomez Adams.
Oh, he'd be perfect because he was great in.
One of the things I read was just like if it's animated, you are wasting his face. Because he's a handsome man.
Mm.
And I think he'd make a good Gomez Adams, like, even
totally. Well, I was going to say, the closest thing you got to Gomez Adams, at least looks-wise, was when he was in Sucker Punch, when he was Blue Jones. He was the main doctor, he was, like, a nurse in it, but he, in the, like, pretend world, he was, like, this, like, the burlesque club owner, and he had that mustache and everything. He could have definitely pulled off the Adams Family view. By the way, speaking of Adam's Family, quick shout out to We Talk Games for their review this week for the Santa Claus movie.
They didn't review that movie, and you fucking know it.
Well, they went off the rails.
No, they didn't go off the rails. They completely took a fucking U-turn. They went, well, what these guys don't know is we're not reviewing the Santa Claus. We're going to review something else. And then they went in a completely different direction.
Yet, but they mentioned Adam's Family. They were talking about Adam's Family. And it made me realize that the original Gomez Adams is still alive. And he's actually Sean Astin's dad. Yep. I never knew this.
I didn't. Huh. I didn't know that. John Astin, yeah.
John Astin, yeah.
I did not realize he was still alive.
Yeah, still alive.
Because yeah. Sean Astin's mom has passed, Patty Duke.
Oh. Yeah.
But Sean Astin. I didn't know that. But I do remember, like, I learned it relatively recently within the last few years. And I do remember being like, no shit.
Yeah.
Like, really? Man. But it was mostly just because I didn't know that, like, Gomez's name was John Astin. Like, I think once I heard the last name Astin, I would have been like, oh, like Sean?
Right. You put two and two together. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there are certain people who you try to, you say it's okay to be, you know, you're chunky and fat, and you're like, you kind of try to come up with all these reasons why it's okay. And Sean Astin was one of those reasons I thought it was okay. You know, I saw him on Stranger Things, and I was like, yeah, he's chunky for his age. I'm chunky. It's okay. And then I followed him on Twitter, and then he said, yeah, I'm about to start training for an Ironman competition, my second one. I got to lose all this weight. And I went, fuck.
Yeah. He just recently joined Twitter, which is, it's really awkward. He's, you know what I learned this watching some of the interviews following Stranger Things and then him being on Twitter. He's a fucking nerd. Like, and not like a nerd, yeah. Like we're nerds. I'm talking like dad nerd, like awkward, cringy dad nerd. It's so bad.
Love him. He's ran into him
like at comic events, conventions for comic books.
Run into him?
Not like personally, but I mean like we've walked past him and everything.
No,
like
we can walk into him. I will. The next time that he's at our con, I will accidentally walk into him.
I don't think I've ever seen him at a convention that we've been at.
Doug will bro hug him.
I will just be like, oh, sorry about that, Sean. Hi.
Just like that too.
Loved you and Rudy.
I'd go, Bob. You never stop to wave, you idiot.
he's so super supportive of his fan base, though. He loves his fans, and he goes, like, on Twitter, I see him all the time going out of his way to retweet stuff and like stuff.
He was recently on, like, Stephen Colbert, and Colbert, who's a huge, like, Lord of the Rings fan.
Lord of the Rings, yeah.
Yeah, was, like, wanted to talk to him about Lord of the Rings. He was there for Stranger Things, but wanted to talk about that just because they'd never met, and so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He had asked him, like, you know, did you ever read the books? And he was like, no, not beforehand, but afterwards. He's like, I've read them like six times since. And he's just like, well, you're a fucking nerd.
I wonder how they never met, especially since, well, I guess no. I guess Stephen Colbert went on the set of The Hobbit, not the original Lord of the Rings. Never mind.
Correct. Yeah.
Because I remember that, like, Peter Jackson invited, like, Colbert's whole family out there.
Yeah.
But that was for The Hobbit, so.
I can't wait to the days where we're invited to go to the sets of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Dear J.J. Abrams, if you're listening.
J.J.
Yeah. Listen, you can put me in the pilot seat of an X-Wing that's going to get blown up. That's cool with me, man. That's totally cool with me. That's fine. I'm down. Kill me.
I just put me in some Stormtrooper gear, and then I'll just walk around in the background. I'm cool.
Yeah, seriously, you could literally just put like a bunch of fucking like foam dots on me or whatever, like those little foam balls, and I'll just walk around the background. You can CG me the fuck out. I don't care.
I'll go one step further. I'll hold a fucking leaf off screen,
like a leaf in the
off
wind.
Screen?
Yeah, I'm just wave it.
Yeah, I just want to be there.
It'd be a fun experience,
man. It would.
So Santa Claus too. Three.
Three.
The one without Bernard.
The one without... Hey, why do you think Bernard is not in this one?
I know,
but Peter Doyle is.
Who?
He is.
Peter Doyle played... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was funny because it was good to see Peter Boyle again.
Wow. And alive.
Yeah. It's always good to see him alive.
Oh, rip.
He died like right afterwards too. He died December 12th, 2006.
Oof.
That's yeah. Fucking sucks.
Yeah. His last film was... Oh, no. He released stuff all the way up till 2009. Look at him. He's fucking Tupac.
Hey, can I ask you guys something? If they were to open a North Pole, if they opened up Santa's workshop...
No.
Would you go?
No.
That looked terrible.
Yeah, it looked... You want to stand in line, get on the good list?
Oh, terrible.
Yeah. Oh. By the way, we skipped over that plot point, but
But what if we? But what if? But what if like? What if it was more like Disney?
No, it'd still be terrible.
Yeah.
No, it's terrible. Okay, so yeah, in the movie, so Jack Frost becomes Santa Claus, and he like, yeah, takes he turns the North Pole into like a fucking amusement park.
Mm-hmm.
A terrible, one, terrible, I guess.
And not even a good amusement park. It was really shitty.
Yeah, it looked really bad. All the elves looked fucking miserable. There's a scene where he's doing like a musical number, and there's all these elf dancers, and they're like rolling their eyes. Yeah. It's really funny to see like dancers, because normally when you see like the Rockettes or whatever, they're all like smile, big smiles. You know, mm-hmm. There's always a big smile on their face while they're dancing, and all is the complete opposite. So it's so off-putting for this like happy, like kind of Christmassy song. And then these dancers dancing with just like the I fucking hate this face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you compare the North Pole amusement park to ICE?
I'd say ICE was better than that.
Oh God.
I don't know what ICE is, so
it's that thing where they cut that they do here where they stand in line, you walk through this thing, and it's like display of like carved ice and stuff, and like there's like themes every year. And I went this year for the first time, and it was the Night Before Christmas.
Okay.
And it was terrible.
It was very short. Like normally
very short and very boring. It was boring.
Normally there's like a ton more. Like they closed off certain sections and stuff like that. It was really short. And so I was just like, well, I'm surprised. This is not, you know, it's really cool stuff, though, I guess, if you'd like to look at. I like to look at ice sculptures sometimes in the freezing cold.
But I thought they were boring. Like, they weren't that, not that they weren't good. It was
Santa Claus was dope as shit. Come on, man.
What?
Like, Santa and his reindeer flying up in the sky. That shit was dope.
I guess, man. I am cynical. I guess this shit. I was not impressed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really good carvings. They bring in like 50 Chinamen. What's that? Jesus.
Actually, Asian American, please. Chinaman is not the preferred nomenclature.
Hey, listen, I think the term you're looking for is Oriental. If you're going to be fucking racist as shit.
God damn you two. You're ruining Christmas.
Listen, if you're going to be racist, you may as well just go fucking for the fences.
Listen, they bring in these men from China.
I don't think that's true.
No, it is true. They're all from China.
Okay.
And
sure.
Did you watch the video before it?
Wait, no. Are we still talking about the movie, or is this your weird fucking Texas fetish?
Shut up, Kev. We're in the middle of reviewing the Santa Claus 3.
Why. Oh, it's ICE, like the fucking people who go door to door trying to like check for immigrants?
Yes.
Okay, that ICE. Okay.
Thank you.
So they bring in all these men from China.
Yes, they bring in all these men from China.
And then they arrest them and send them back.
I guess so. It's free passage.
And
it's like they're
very
Cheech
short
and Chong.
Very boring.
And when you're looking at it, like you're looking at this video, you're like, wow, this is something, huh? And I guess these Chinese men,
there you go,
are experts.
Just, yeah, sure. Yeah.
At carving ice.
Just say like Asians, because you know they're from China. Do you know what country they're from?
They're from China.
Did it say in the video?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. I didn't know that.
That's
I thought you said China.
I think you need to produce this video, sir.
What?
I think you need to show this video.
Hold on. Let me see.
Hashtag prove you're not a racist.
Hashtag prove you're not a racist.com.
Okay, hold on. Let me write. ICE Texas. Let me see if they have the history here.
Oh no!
Yeah, we're gonna see the making of ICE.
It's gonna the making of ICE. It's just gonna be like some dude. One day I put some water in a bucket and I let it freeze. Well, there's your making of ICE video. Please like, comment, subscribe.
From the incredible land of ice and snow, halfway around the world, a remarkable, talented team of Chinamen travels to Grapevine, Texas. Just to
links
create
or GTFO.
Good. There's photos.
I don't need to see photos of Asian men and women.
They're Chinese.
Give me the links. Links or GTFO.
Hold on. Sculptors.
What is he doing? He's not even. You are just okay. This is, we need to get back to this movie so we can end it. So no, Santa Claus 3, you know what really irked me about this movie? The final fuck you to Kevin Klem.
Yeah, I got it right here. Look, I got it. I got it. I got it. Here's the link. Chinese ice sculpture show ushers in the holiday season. Bam. Bitch.
Fine. Okay, you're right. Jesus, you're not racist. No, I don't need the link. I'm good.
It's coming from Texas. Come on.
Well, Kevin needed the link. Our fans didn't need the link either. They know.
Oh, this is racist as shit. No. They flew thousands of miles.
Okay. Okay.
God damn it. Shivering bartenders served beer and cocktails. This is sad. All right. So
when we went, the bar was closed, so I didn't even get to have any of their cool mixed drinks.
Oh, it was fully died. Open when I was there, and people were getting drunk.
Yeah.
With their children standing right next to them.
Yeah, for sure.
It's Texas, once again. Yeah. So the big thing that irked me is when Jack Frost became Santa, spoilers, by the way.
We've already mentioned this.
Yeah. He when he went to the fucking Peter LaFleur or whatever fucking went to the North Pole, Scott Dawson, whatever the fuck his name is. The first time he sees Jack Frost, and Jack Frost has put on some weight and everything, he's fit in the Santa Claus role. He fucking looked like Guy Fieri. And I was like, God damn it. This is the final fuck you to Kevin. And he's like walking around with his fucking spiky blonde hair, bleached fucking white hair or whatever. Fucking shitty beard. I thought he was going to throw some buffalo kickers at him.
A donkey kicking ball buster.
Donkey kicking ball buster.
Now I'm sitting here trying to find the video, the photo of it.
Of him as Santa?
Of him as Santa.
Yeah.
It's bad.
It's pretty bad. Then I have it on the IMDb page.
No, that's what I was looking through.
Oh, I'm on Santa Claus too.
Jack Frost as Santa. I like how our podcasts have become nothing but Google searches.
Yep.
All
the time. Most of the time, we don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
That is true. That's why we have Ryan, to put us on a leash.
Ryan?
Thanks, Ryan.
Ryan! Anyways. All right, we've almost hit that 30-minute threshold, guys. We've got to keep
Thank
this up.
Thank God.
We got to keep this up for 5 more minutes, and then we can call it quits.
Okay. So what do you guys give this rating?
So let's go through. We'll go through. Go ahead and list what you hated about the movie. And then
Guy Fieri, and then
give your rating. And then we're good. We fulfilled our duty. I'll start. I hated that I didn't get to watch it.
Oh, really?
Darn.
Yeah. Lucky you.
I hate that you didn't get to watch it either, because then you get to suffer through it with the two of us.
Listen, I've watched it 20 times.
It's I didn't. Like, okay, there's the whole thing where, like, Mrs. Claus is pregnant, which is, like, leading to, like, their whole, like, marital issues where she's getting, like, kind of butt hurt that he has to work on Christmas. And
but
I'm
that's
thinking,
all
like,
the time.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, all the time. Okay, that's the thing. It's like her mom's like, he seems like he's, you know, it's a busy time of the season. And it's always his busiest time of the year or whatever. Or it's always, he's always this busy. But the phrasing of it was like, man, the mom's gonna take that you mean like he's always busy, period. But like, it also she could have meant like this time of the year is always busy because of like how it was phrased, like, grammatically. But I don't know, man. Just the like, if you've been together, let's say 4 years, because it was 4 years in between the two movies, bitch, you should fucking know. If y'all gonna try and have a kid or whatever, plan better.
Yeah, like, this ain't your first roller coaster.
Yeah, like, hey, maybe you guys, I don't know, maybe you fucking January, so you have a kid in September or something. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, poor planning, guys. Poor planning.
But he's a Christmas miracle.
Ugh, stupid.
And then an elf was the doctor or something.
Yeah,
the elf delivered the baby.
Yeah, it was just stuff like that. Just like that was the reason why they were fighting. And then you have the parents show up and like just adding to it, just piling on, was kind of annoying because it was just like, man, y'all. I mean, I understand like, oh, we never see our daughter, so fuck you, sort of, I guess. But it was still just like, man, they're fucking assholes. I did like Jack Frost, though, straight up hitting on her mom.
Yeah.
Like, that scene was...
He was really into it.
Yeah. It's like, Jack Frost nipping at your nose. I'll sing that line again.
Say it again.
Purring at her and shit. It was fucking creepy. Yeah. But it was also very Martin Short. That whole ordeal was funny. So.
Yeah. I like Martin Short.
I do, too.
Three amigos, man.
Three amigos. Oh, my God.
All time.
The best.
Ka-ka! Ka-ka! Yeah. Over here! Over here!
Look up! Look up!
Now I gotta go back and watch that movie.
Oh, it's a mail plane. How did you know? Oh, you can see its little balls.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's a good one. Man, fuck.
So what do you rate it?
Out of 5? Oh, man, like a 2.
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to rate it.
My fucking rating.
I was going to give it 2 icicles out of 5. Kev?
It's 2 out of 5, baby. Not no 2.5, no 2.37 bullshit.
It's rude, but okay.
2 out of 5. Fuck yo, couch Jack Frost.
Yeah. Oh, man. I feel like Jack Frost in everything is a bad guy. I feel like, except for maybe that one recent movie with Jack Frost where he's like the kid. The animated one?
Yeah, the Owls of Ghoul.
No, he was still a dick.
Was he the kid one where he's a kid?
Yeah.
Like the recent animated one? Because there's like the stop motion one from like the 50s or whatever.
No, not that one. It's the most recent one.
I feel like
he's
a bad guy in that one too.
Well, he brings the fucking cold. Of course he's a bad guy.
Well, that make you a bad guy?
Not in your book, but in most people's book.
Whatever. I love the cold. Bring it.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
I just like hoodie weather. Just if every day was hoodie weather, I'd be okay with.
Also, the Lucy, the not Lucy, niece, Lucy. But whatever she is, his ex-wife's stepdaughter, like whatever that is, the whole thing is, like her hug, like unmelting his heart. So he's
her
not
hug
a bad
warms
guy.
Everyone.
Such utter bullshit. So bad. So bad.
You don't believe that? See, someone's got to melt your heart.
Fuck that.
I'm going to give you a hug next time I see you.
Please don't.
It's going to be real long, too.
They're always too long, Jared.
That's true. That is very true.
It's only too long because you don't want it. If it was just like a, hey, man. All right, cool. But you, you need these.
He's just trying to warm your cold heart, Doug.
Oh, that's the only thing he's trying to warm.
Trying to give you what your father did.
Well, and he's trying to get something off for himself, too. So.
He's just nodding yes creepily. Because this is an audio medium and they can't fucking see what you're doing, Jer.
They also can't see that you're not wearing pants, Jer.
You guys want to see my icicle?
No.
God, no.
All right, well, that's going to do it. That's it.
Good riddance.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
But that's going to wrap up 8-Bit Christmas.
Yeah, that'll
this
do it for us.
This is it, everyone. 8-Bit Christmas 2017. Rest in peace.
Yeah, you were just okay this year, 8-Bit Xmas. We didn't really watch a whole lot of really good movies, huh?
Because we watched a lot of shitty sequels.
Yeah.
Die Hard 2.
Uh-huh.
Santa Claus 3.
Uh-huh.
Jingle All the Way 2.
No, you watched that. We didn't watch that.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking about myself.
We refused.
What was the other one we watched?
We also watched Jingle All the Way 1.
Mm-hmm.
Home Alone 2.
Oh, Home Alone 2. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a lot of sequels.
Yeah, we'll have to do better next year.
Mm-hmm.
We'll try, at least.
I suggested this earlier, but before the season, I was like, hey, next year we should do all Hallmark or whatever, or Lifetime Christmas movies.
Oh, God, yes. The worst.
I actually think we should watch the one that was on Netflix that Netflix called people out for, The Christmas Prince, where Netflix was like, hey, 53 people have watched this movie every day since its release. Who hurt you?
Yeah.
What was that? Did we ever watch that... Oh, what the fuck was it? Is God Not Dead or whatever? Is that part of Christmas?
No.
God's Not Dead?
No.
The one with, isn't that like Kirk Cameron?
No, Kirk Cameron, it's Saving Christmas.
Yeah, that one. Thank God we didn't watch that shit. Did any of us ever watch it? Did any of our podcast groups watch it?
No, but we should totally make next year Ryan and Caleb watch it.
Yes. Yes. Ryan and Caleb, that is your duty. You might as well watch it now and just record it now to have us prepared for 8-Bit Xmas 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, that's it. We'll see you next year for 8-Bit Xmas. And until Yep, cool. All right, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin. Bye, everybody.